We must understand to purify our body, speech, and mind. And how do we do that? Bring our mind to calm abiding. You see, when you're sitting there in calm abiding, your body doesn't move, your mind is not moving, your mouth is not moving. As soon as your mind starts to move, your body starts to move, and all sorts of negative karma starts to be created. We see from this that most important of our body, speech, and mind is our mind. When our mind has attained enlightenment, then at the same time our body and speech attain enlightenment. If our mind is lost, then at the same time our speech and body is lost. If our mind is in samsara, if our mind is generating negative karma, then so too is our body and our speech. If our mind is pure, if our mind is joyful, happy, rejoicing, then so too is our body and speech. Everything follows our mind. And to transform this mind of ours, we must do this through practice. This is very important. Don't look for practice externally. Don't make this mistake. Buddha taught the 84,000 dharmas for the purpose of purifying our body, speech, and mind. If we are practicing the 84,000 dharmas, however, we are not purifying our three doors, then really we are not relating to the practices. Any practice outside of purifying our three doors has got nothing to do with liberation and enlightenment. Follow the guidance of Buddha and attain Buddhahood. Purify our three doors. All of our study, reflection, practice, all of our merit, all of our accumulation of merit, all of the blessings are to help us realize the highest state of our three doors, which is the realization of Buddha. The three doors of Buddha. And for those people who don't practice and are accumulating or pursuing external phenomena, has got no relation to enlightenment. Of course, the activities bring about merit. However, this is material merit, not spiritual merit. It is when we are able to purify our three doors that spiritual merit has started to be accumulated. When our body, speech, and mind are corresponding in meditative practice, then we are starting to accumulate spiritual merit. Similarly, when our body, speech, and mind are abiding in Rigpa, and in that moment that we abide in Rigpa is the merit of meeting 1,000 Buddhas. His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche often spoke about this merit. He used to say, never underestimate the merit, the incredible merit of abiding in Rigpa in the moment. Just that one moment, not even a second, is the merit equal to meeting 1,000 Buddhas. And why? Because this is spiritual merit. This is the incredible merit of abiding in Rigpa. And the materials we need for attaining spiritual realizations. And spiritual merit is the only merit we can rely on that will help us to transcend life after life, to transcend samsara. Abide in Rigpa with our three doors corresponding. How many times do I mention, pray to the Vajraguru, recognize thoughts, abide in Rigpa. We must all observe our mind. When we are practicing, when we are with our guru, when we are reciting mantras, what is our baseline? What is it that we rely on? If after so many years of practicing Buddhism we don't have something to rely on, then when we are facing death, I guarantee you, we won't be able to attain liberation. If you don't have this baseline, if you don't have this foundation, something to rely on while you are living, then how are you going to have something to rely on when you are facing death? Every day you must practice. Practice every single day. We rely on two methods when we are facing death, which will enable us to attain enlightenment. The first is relying on Amitabha. And for those students that are 60 or 70 years now, what you predominantly practice is Amitabha. Practice Amitabha while you are resting in meditative concentration. And when you do this, that your mind and Amitabha are corresponding, are together. And in this state of meditative concentration, then pray to Amitabha, reciting. And recite like this, without being distracted. And yes, you're visualizing Amitabha. However, the most important while you're reciting the mantras is that your mind is not distracted. And recite this 1,000,000 times. And if you recite it 1,000,000 times, His Holiness Jigme Ponsok and His Holiness Lama Achuk said that whoever has done this will go to Amitabha's pure lands. And so everybody recite this. And every day, every night, visualize Amitabha. And in meditative concentration, with Amitabha and one's mind being inseparable, and with our mind concentrated on this most special Amitabha, recite. And at the same time, repent. And why should we repent? Because all of our past negativities, we must definitely repent before Amitabha. And apart from this repentance to Amitabha, also the energy of our belief. And if we practice like this, then we don't have to hesitate or worry for a moment that we will not go to Amitabha's pure land. And through this repentance and our belief in Amitabha, then through the merits of Amitabha, we'll be absorbed into our mind stream. And when we are practicing like this and we have this repenting mind, then when we are facing death, we will rely on our belief in Amitabha. And through the aspirations of Amitabha, we will go to Amitabha's pure land. And this can be done in a very relaxed, natural way. And we must practice like this every day. Always bringing to mind Amitabha, just like we think about our family, our children. How often do we think about them? And so our only thought is that of Amitabha. Only think of Amitabha Buddha, no other Buddha. And have the sincere belief in Amitabha Buddha. And no matter what you are experiencing, happiness, unhappiness, difficulties, hardships, things going easily, whatever we experience, we must pass through. Keep on practicing. Don't let these sufferings of our body or speech or mind disrupt our practice. And really don't forget to be reciting Amitabha. Repent and recite this prayer of Amitabha with great sincerity. And then really we will go to Amitabha's pure land without any difficulty at all. However, this of course depends on our sincerity, on our repentance, and our belief and our visualization. And recite 1,000,000 repetitions of the prayer. And then definitely all the merits will manifest perfectly. This is a practice according to the Tantrayana. And this is one of the practices that will help us to attain liberation. The second method that we can rely on is meditative concentration. One is belief and the other one is meditative concentration. And apart from this, there are no other methods. Belief in one's Vajraguru, belief in Amitabha, and through this belief, attain Buddhahood. The second that we can rely on is meditative concentration. Gradually, starting from now, we gradually get to recognize our true nature of mind. And through meditative concentration, then definitely at the time of death, we will hear the voice of our Vajra Guru or see his appearance. Or one will definitely experience the blessing of the practice. And through this blessing, we will know. And we will receive within our mind this external delusory world. All of these external delusory phenomena will dissolve into our mind. In that moment, when we leave this world, when our eyes roll back, then everything will be the pure blessing of the great perfection. And why? Because when we're living, we are continually practicing this, and so at the time of facing death, this is not going to disappear. And with the state of realization, the closer and closer we are to facing death, then in a moment we can recognize or abide in the true nature of mind. We can do this in a moment, very quickly. In this case, when we are facing death, we might not have the energy to speak. Our body might be very weak. However, our mind will be very clear. And the closer we are to death, the quicker we can realize and the clearer the state of Rigpa is. And then at the time of death, then all of these external phenomena and all of these internal discursive thoughts are absorbed into the Dhamma Dhatu and we attain liberation. And this is the great blessing, the great energy of the great perfection. This is the case for past practitioners and for current practitioners. And this is the purpose of us practicing and our belief in our Guru. And whether or not you can realize this is really up to you. And so this belief is really quite important. Going to Amitabha's Pure Land is really relying on our belief in Amitabha and our being able to attain enlightenment in this lifetime is also relying on our belief in our Vajra Guru and the Three Jewels. It is this belief that eventually becomes our meditative concentration. This is relative belief, relative renunciation, relative bodhicitta and compassion for sentient beings. If we continue to practice, eventually becomes the merit for us attaining this realization of the great perfection. This belief becomes meditative concentration. The energy of our compassion is absorbed into the great Dhamma Dhatu, our relative renunciation and relative bodhicitta is eventually absorbed into our true nature of mind, into the great Dhamma Dhatu. And then all material practices, material Dharma, then transforms into spiritual Dharma. Many people don't understand the relationship between material and spiritual, the relationship between samsara and nirvana. When all of our study and understanding and reflection then becomes a realization of meditative concentration, then it becomes spiritual merit, spiritual Dharma. And then all of these relative merits become ultimate merits. And this requires a practice in meditative concentration. And this is very, very important. And this is for these skillful means. All of these pith instructions are in the hands of these great gurus. They're not in our hands. And that is why I tell you that you must definitely find your root guru and practice these great perfection oral transmitted pith instructions. Because now it is degenerate times and many of the great masters don't teach these pith instructions anymore. And this is really a pity. And maybe this is because sentient beings' merit is insufficient and they don't practice. And students these days very easily go against or disrupt the Dharma activities of the Guru these days. And to be able to follow an enlightened Guru is really a very special opportunity, very rare opportunity. And this really requires a great accumulation of merit. Alternatively, have you found within your normal daily life that countless times we break our root vows? And as a result, the Vajra Gurus don't teach the Dharma, and this is as a result of our lacking in merit. And then what may happen is that one may not even have the possibility to request for some of the most fundamental practices. We may receive empowerment, and of course this has benefit towards us. However, the essence is still these pith instructions, these trekcho and togal instructions. What we may have received is a lineage, however, we haven't received these very auspicious trekcho and togal instructions which will enable us to attain enlightenment and rainbow body in this life. And if we don't practice, then we are not going to attain realizations. And then we don't really understand facing death and death. And we don't really understand the suffering of samsara. Many of us don't believe in cause and effect. However, many of us really believe very strongly in samsara, even more than we believe in nirvana. And why do I say this? It's because many of you haven't realized states of realization through the practice of your pith instructions. You haven't cut through these worldly views and these negative habits. And these worldly views and these negative habits are really difficult to be able to cut through. And we won't be able to do this just by understanding wisdom emptiness. We have to do it through practice. For many of us, our belief, our trust, our attachment, our application to samsara, all of our attachments, our anger, our ignorance, all our enjoyments of samsara exceeds our practice of nirvana, greater than our study, reflection and practice, and our right mindfulness and awareness in terms of nirvana. And so we have one foot in the heavens and one foot on the earth. It is like having one foot in one boat and another foot in another boat. We must have patience. It takes time. Sentient beings need time. And then after time, maybe when we look back, there might be one or two of the sentient beings who have attained liberation. And so we use great compassion and great wisdom to wait for everyone to be able to attain liberation and enlightenment. And that so many practitioners are in retreat and practicing. This I really praise, because the greatest siddhis realized are through requesting the pith instructions and going into retreat. And this is really something incredible. I rejoice in everybody's practice and continue practicing. This is so important. Pray to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions. Homage to the past Buddha, present Buddha, and the future Buddha. Homage to Samantabhadra. Homage to Vajrasattva. Homage to Padmasambhava. Homage to our enlightened gurus, His Holiness Jigme Ponsok, His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, His Holiness Mokta Rinpoche, and pay homage to all and pray to and request from all of these enlightened lineage masters that they may continue to turn the Dharma wheel, that they may teach the great merit of the great perfection, and that the Bodhisattvas above the first bhumi all return to benefit sentient beings, that they may all teach the great perfection and that this becomes the arising causes for the enlightenment of all sentient beings, that they may all have long lives and good health, and they continuously turn the wheel of the Dharma, and that all the students of all the great masters may purify their body, speech, and mind, and that in the hand, under the guidance of every enlightened guru, that the students may attain enlightenment, and that whenever an enlightened guru teaches the Dharma, that all of those that are listening, that everything may run smoothly, and they may all have the arising causes for attaining enlightenment, and that it can remove all of their difficulties and obstacles in terms of practice. And this vast merit of every time an enlightened guru teaches the Dharma, we dedicate to all sentient beings of all the directions, of all the worlds, that they may all, as soon as possible, be free of all suffering and realize happiness and practice bodhicitta. That all of the merit of teaching and listening and practicing the Dharma, we dedicate to all people, that they may be free of war and disasters, that all sentient beings may have peace, and that at the time of death they don't have suffering, and that in the future all sentient beings may go to Amitabha's pure land. The Vajra Guru and the Three Jewels bless us. May these auspicious arising causes manifest time after time.